continuing our series on living out the fruits of the Spirit in our everyday lives by talking about peace. We tackle some tough questions like, do we really understand what peace is? And why are we rejecting the peace of God that's available to us? We get brutally honest about how our own behaviors and thought patterns keep us from experiencing the calm heart we long to have, and share some practical ways to cultivate peace in our day-to-day lives. It's time to end the spiral, trust our Savior, and embrace the peace-filled life intended for us. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I've got Crystal.
Hi.
And Jolene.
Hello. Hi.
And I've got little baby Eli.
Oh, he's looking at me and so adorable.
He is. I wish you guys could see the cuteness.
Yeah.
And it might help you get through this topic today because
it's going to help me.
It's rough. Like, yeah. When we're talking about peace, I mean, it's something we want.
Yes,
but it takes some effort.
Yep.
To get it.
You're going
to
tell us
I'm gonna tell you
about it.
But in many religions and other philosophical schools of thought, peace is something you work hard to attain.
Okay.
Which sounds hard and stressful, especially when you're already in a place where you're craving the peace. To me,
work harder.
Yeah.
I was like, working hard.
Do something.
How do we get there? Right. Yeah. It's like, let me work really hard for this piece. That doesn't go hand in hand.
Yeah. Because like when I want it, I'm usually burnt out or frustrated.
Oh yeah.
Which my brain isn't functioning at that point. But hope this is good news. For the believer, peace is something God gives as a gift, and all you need to do to get it is ask.
I like that.
I do too, because I can do that. We don't, but I can.
Should have asked
when
for
we
that
get to
today.
The end of the rope we
yeah.
had.
Uh-huh. So, giant spoiler: peace is 100% available for you today.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice. So you're like, okay, well, why go through the process of telling you why we struggle and how we can cultivate it if it's something that just can be given to us if we ask for it? So I started to think about any present. You know, this is the season of getting gifts.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So first, sometimes we don't ask for things we want.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely not.
True.
Maybe we don't think we deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we don't think we'll actually get it and don't want to feel let down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we ask the wrong person for the gift. I can see the translations here, the things I go to for peace that aren't really. Secondly, sometimes even when we're given a gift, we don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
You just leave it in the box.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It sits in the drawer, gets dusty, even though we wanted it, but we're used to doing what we've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we need a little help learning how to use our new gifts.
Yeah.
So how to understand what it really is and what an amazingly good and life-changing gift it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we're talking about it. Because, yes, it's a gift. But, A, we might not ask for it. Or we might be asking the wrong person. Or we might not know how to use it or activate it or access it.
Mm-hmm.
So where does peace come from? Jesus, period, the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's to our benefit today to understand what peace really is, what it looks like to be a peaceful person, and how to practically live it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're going there, even though this is a very Sunday school answer for you today. Okay, I've got definitions.
Okay.
I actually liked the dictionary today.
Okay.
Oh.
I was mad at the dictionary.
It's been a while.
Well, let us get mad at the dictionary with you.
Yes. It's fun. So the dictionary definition is a freedom from disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. I actually loved it because that's what peace feels like to me is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel free. Like I don't have to fight anymore. I liked this one too. And I don't have a source, but this is not my wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
To be in the midst of noise, trouble, or hard work and still have calm in your heart.
Mm.
Oh, I like that one.
I like that too because we're always going to have those
things. Because I put peace in with calm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Me too. And familylife.com said, it's not the absence of turmoil, but the presence of tranquility, even while in a place of chaos. It is a sense of wholeness and completeness that is content knowing that God controls the events of the day. Mm-hmm. All these trust components sneaking mm-hmm. into these fruits.
Yep.
And I do have one more definition that I'm going to sneak in later in the Why We Struggle section.
Okay. Mm.
Now, what does it look like to be a peaceful person?
I need to listen to this one.
Uh-huh. Even though we want peace, I don't know that I actually exemplify it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, we don't ask for it.
So true.
I mean, we only ask for it when we can't handle whatever the situation that we're in anymore.
Yes.
Okay, probably most people.
Yes. And I feel like when I ask for it, I'm asking for, like, the bad thing to go away.
We are. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Not me. Like, not quiet my heart. Like, make them knock it off. Usually
that's
what I mean.
Really true.
But I think that we've all experienced the peace that surpasses understanding in different situations. Mm-hmm. And maybe that comes just a free gift to us. Maybe it comes because other people are advocating mm-hmm. for us. We don't always know what we need. We don't even know what we want.
Amen. So true. So here's this list.
That sigh.
Inspirational list.
This sigh is making it.
Becky does not relate to, but I want to.
But it's a list.
It is a list. I like the list. I have fun making it every week, even though it's like, oh, crud, this isn't me yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Peaceful person is compassionate to others and to self.
I made a little face.
Yeah,
she made it was face. The and.
Yeah, the and.
Usually the and gets you.
Mm-hmm. It's way easier to be nicer to other people.
Well, normally. Yes, usually.
Okay, this one's a big one, and I am an offender. They don't rush.
Mm. Uh-huh. I made another face.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always rushing. Yeah. Always.
To get here today, I'm like, come on! Yeah. Go. I passed some cars. They were not driving with haste.
I try to do way too many things in way too short of time.
What else could I like to play a game called What Can I Cram Into This Small Amount of Space? Yeah. One more thing. One more.
I'm really good at that game too.
It's a good game.
I don't think it's a good game, but I'm good at it. Well, actually, I'm really bad at it, but I want to get better at it. So I just keep practicing, like, you know, insanity.
Medium.com had this one. Peaceful people don't rant.
Oh, I like that.
It's true. Do too. I mean, because we rant about the dumbest.
Yeah.
Our Sunday visitor had this one. They respond rather than react.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
working on this.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
They connect with nature. We've talked about that a lot. Nature is a great way to calm you down.
It really is.
Way fewer distractions. They make time for rest and fun. Mm. Something we're not great at, but we're learning.
We're trying more.
They don't ruminate.
Ooh, that's a good word.
Uh-huh. Sit and overthink and replay and rehearse tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
They use their time on what actually matters.
That's good.
It is good. Yeah, I use all my time. Medium.com had this one, too. They make other people feel better for having spent time with them.
Oh, that's really nice.
See, I mean, that's definitely a person that we want to be. Yeah. I think everybody wants to be that.
Yeah. But I totally get it because a not peaceful person doesn't make you feel that way.
Yeah. You want to fill your cup?
Yeah. I want to be a resting place for other people.
A safe place, yes. And the last one is they let things go.
Okay.
That's hard.
It is hard. But I can see how holding on to things disrupts.
It ruminates.
Oh, boy.
We've been rant about it.
And then I'm not compassionate.
Yeah. We just hit all the lists.
Reactionary.
Let it go.
Why do we struggle with peace? Mm-hmm. When it's this free gift you can have right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, I put, we think about it wrong.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we still wait for that absence of trouble.
Yeah.
When's that coming?
It's not.
Never.
We wouldn't grow.
No.
I mean, as hard as it is and we don't want those things, I mean,
and we have better days than others.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yes. We have seasons.
But there's still usually something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah, we think about the absence of conflict. It's super not that. That's a never going to happen thing. Mm-hmm. We can wait around for everything to be going how we want it to go and say, and then we'll feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen. So we have to figure out how to feel it mm-hmm. in the midst of the garbage.
Right.
I decided to also add in on this one
that sometimes we confuse being numb as being at peace.
I wondered, I was doing too much screen time this week because it happens. And I was like, are you numbing out right now? I'm like, maybe.
Because it's not peace. It's not. I've never thought of that, but that's 100%. We use that.
Mm-hmm. It convicted me a lot. I'm great at numbing.
We use that.
But that is not peace.
No, it's not.
It is not.
We know it's not.
It's fake. It
helps for the moment, or you think it helps for the moment.
Frantically trying to read a book on your phone while your kid naps. If it's frantic, it's not peaceful. Mm-mm.
It's not peaceful, no.
Like, this is my quiet time. I'm like, why are you, like,
I have to use the 15 minutes.
Have it be quiet time then, right?
Yeah. Okay, we kind of alluded to this in the first one, in the first section. We're doing too much. I'm going to talk about that more later, but I wanted to throw it out there now, too. It is super hard to be at peace when you don't have any space to mm-hmm. think, process, feel, rest, play, or just be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all have constant activity mm-hmm. or constant motion mm-hmm. and we're living a life where busy is a status symbol. And so it makes it way harder to be at peace.
And as Jolene pointed out, then some of our time we're numbing. So we're not mm-hmm. processing. We're not being productive. We're not moving things in a direction that we actually want them to go.
Yeah. It's too much. Can't do it. It's not sustainable. Mm-mm. Okay. This one is tougher. And this one isn't maybe what people would expect. We struggle being at peace because we might not be living the life we want to be living.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. It's going to be really hard to be at peace when your lives are at odds with your values. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When maybe you're not living out your purpose. Mm-hmm. When you're knowingly neglecting your physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual health.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Uh-huh. How are you going to be at peace when you're not? Mm-hmm. When you're caught in a sin trap that's hard to get out of, mm-hmm. you're not going to be at peace. So you weren't designed to be.
Mm. Right.
And I think in some of those cases, the restlessness shows up as a check engine light. Mm-hmm. Where God's like, you want peace? Fix what's broken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think sometimes not feeling at peace points to, hey, maybe there's something you need to fix.
Sometimes, I mean, really, did our lives ever go in the directions that we planned for them to be?
Seldom.
Almost.
Right? I think that's the case probably with most people that I have conversations of, we've made plans, but it's okay for that to happen.
Yeah.
So, but I think what you're getting at harder of like, you're willfully choosing.
Yes.
Other
to go
things.
The wrong. Mm. And to choose the things that God absolutely doesn't want for you. Mm-hmm. Like if you're struggling with addiction or if you're mm-hmm. cheating on your spouse.
Right.
You're not meant to be at peace in those things.
No.
You know, it's hard. And for me, this has totally been true because I think of the opposite of peace as the spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows what I mean mm-hmm. by that. Mm-hmm. So I think about the times where I've been in the most powerful spirals, and they have been when I'm out of alignment with the person I'm called to be. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm deepest in fear.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm supposed to be.
Right.
When I'm most unwilling to yield control.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I've made perfectionism my life's goal.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been at peace during those times because we're not meant to be at peace when we're living outside of God's design.
Right.
God doesn't want me to be in fear or trying to be perfect or holding on to control.
Right.
So sometimes not feeling at peace is kind of a good thing because gives you opportunity to fix it.
Yeah. And we need that.
Oh, we need it. Yeah, we need it big time. Okay, two more of why we struggle is, this one is tough. We are not willing to let go of our anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It's something that we know. It's mm-hmm. something that we've become accustomed to living with.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean that we want it.
But it's really hard to give it up.
It's scary to see what's on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Because for me, anxiety feels like control.
It is. Driving on the way here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not. Let me be real clear. It's not.
No, no, no. It's not.
Feels like it. Mm-hmm. Isn't. That's why we don't trust our feelings. But I think if I worry about this enough, if I stay up thinking about it all night and don't sleep, you know, if I have 32 backup plans.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, we're going to plan this baby out.
Yeah.
We got A, B, C, 25D. Yeah.
It's just those things are, you know, even though they're incredibly damaging, make me feel like I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. I'm not moving the needle.
Right.
Or I mean, I am doing something. I'm damaging my brain.
You're hurting me.
Yes, yeah. I'm hurting me.
You're not resting. You're not getting anything else. Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is destroying a chance at peace.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember that or try to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh no, I'm going to hold on to this anxiety.
Holding on to a hot coal. Why would you
it's
do that?
Stupid, especially because
it's warm.
Oh.
It's what you know. I mean, it's terrible. It's
is
absolutely
terrible.
Because why are you hitting yourself in the head with a hammer?
Because maybe this time it's going to work.
Yeah.
This time I'm going to save the world by staying up all night and worrying.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. We don't actually think those things,
but
I think we do it. So we ultimately do think
yeah,
that
we must think it.
In some fashion, we think that it's benefiting us. Yeah.
A little bit.
The last one is short and sweet. I'm not ruining it outside of this quote. Is peace requires acceptance. Mm. This is a quote by Wayne Dyer. Peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is. Rather than as you think it should be.
It's a really good quote.
It is a really good quote.
Why does it take us so long to realize that this is... Because if we're honest, even about some of the things that we wanted our life to be, we don't know all the details, but it probably wasn't in our benefit. We've talked about, you know, like...
Maybe there's somebody that knows more than I do.
Your first love.
Yeah.
None of us would have been successful in that. Okay? So... It's just one of those things. Like, we don't always know what's in our best interest, even though we just hold on so tight.
Yeah.
So thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I have to be this old.
To get it. I know.
Semi-understand it or try to incorporate it in my life. I think you can understand it.
Yes.
But until you try to make the change.
You want to know how to cultivate some peace?
Yes. I really do.
Okay. I like these. Okay. And I started with the practical. Mm-hmm. Like, because sometimes that's easier than, like, digging into your feelings. So if you're not there yet, here's some, like, less scary options.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get into each of these more, but I have declutter your space, your calendar, and your access.
So I get to throw things away.
Yes. Ugh.
But it works, right?
It works.
Mm-hmm. I cleaned off some of my kitchen island today, and I feel much better.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a little thing, and I'm like,
oh yeah.
I can breathe.
We had a ton of teenagers over for Harry's party yesterday, and the same thing. It was the island. I was like, "Can we please take care of this pile today?" Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, "Glory!"
When you walk in, it is. It's free,
right?
And you're just like,
"It just does
feels good
so much." So, okay, I looked up definitions here again.
Okay,
declutter means to remove unnecessary items.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we're thinking about our space, our calendar, and our access, like what is not necessary? Okay, it's just less for you to deal with. Is the thing, and it makes sense. So to declutter your environment, okay, and again, we're not saying the whole environment.
No.
That's adding way more to your plate. I said focus on the area that either is really bothering you or stressing you out, or that's impeding your workflow.
Mm. Maybe even the smallest one if you've got, that's all you have.
Yes. Or like an area that you interact with every day.
Mm-hmm.
So like don't go for the under the sink in the guest bathroom because who looks there?
Right.
Like, nobody's looking there. But if, like, you have a bunch of crud piled on your dining room table and you're desperate to eat dinner there, deal with that first.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever it is. Or your nightstand, like, whatever. Pick the one thing. Now, your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
What can you remove from your calendar?
Mm-hmm. Introverts, you still have to go outside.
Yeah, I get nervous when I say this because I'm always worried. Like, no, you two have to still do this. Not this. No. It's not impossible to have and feel peace when you're in the middle of a busy season.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. You totally can.
Yeah.
Right.
But especially for those of us who are more prone to stress when overextended. Raising my hand.
Yep.
It's okay to step back when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And I found over the years I've committed myself to a lot of things just to people please.
Mm-hmm.
So just look at your calendar and be like, what can I step back? Do I have to volunteer on every field trip?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do I have to do that? Like, no. What can you cut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, protecting your access. When you search protecting your access online, you get a bunch of results about keeping your online information safe.
I was going to say a VPN.
Yeah. And but it's a similar idea. It really is. So there's going to be some people who don't need to know everything going on in your life.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody should have equal access to your time and your energy.
Right.
Mm. One quote I read said that they didn't allow everyone access to them because they valued peace more than attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it really is, the more people you allow into your life and to have access to every little thing about you, it's going to cause more chaos and more distress. So limit your access a bit. It's just less to manage, honestly. Okay, moving on. We're getting a little deeper here. I like this one. It makes me laugh. Mind your own business.
It's true.
Yeah. It is true. It's a way to have peace. There's a verse more of us should live by that instructs us to not worry about tomorrow's trouble because today has enough of its own.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. Because my days are full.
Yeah.
But so this feels really similar to me. So don't concern yourself with other people's business because yours is enough to deal with.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Culture, though, I feel like has taught us to love and seek out drama. Mm. I mean, like all those gifts about getting out the popcorn to read the drama online.
Oh, yes.
You know, like, I'm just here for the... like. Well, I mean, and that's what all reality TV is. It's just watching other people's drama and business.
Right.
And we love
it. But it's not even real, probably, for most of it.
But it's still just like feeds. And like there's mm-hmm. the love of gossip people have. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You can't love drama and have peace.
Mm. It's true.
Can't pick both. A quote I found said, minding your business eliminates half the problems in your life.
Hmm.
A good percentage.
It is a good, I would. Mm-hmm. And another truth we need to swallow in this arena, biggest one, is that every problem isn't ours to solve.
Mm, that's true. Some of them are. Mm-hmm. Be aware. You can't just drop them all. I'm saying this to me. I'm like, oh, not my problem. I'm like, no, go through. But mm-hmm.
But some are not.
Some are very much not.
Mm-hmm. And every piece of information is not ours to know. Mm-hmm. Every burden isn't ours to carry. Mm-hmm. And when we make other people's business our own, we trick ourselves into believing that it is. Mm-hmm. Minding your business is about living within boundaries, respecting relationships, and having more time to actually handle your own business. Mm-hmm. So we can have peace by not sucking ourselves into other people's drama.
Good plan.
It is a good plan. And it sounds easy enough, but we still all... do it.
But that's, I mean, like we are talking about limiting our access. That's also
respecting theirs.
Right. But yeah, we can't carry it all.
No, no. I've learned that the hard way. You can't want stuff enough for other people. You can't life change other people. Okay. This one is big. This one is big. Oh, and this is where I told you guys about this week's go. I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's coming.
I quoted a certain man. Here we go.
Oh, yay. Oh, it's I forgot coming. About that.
It's going. Okay, now everyone at home is sitting on the edge mm-hmm. of your seat because it's the end of this section.
Let's do okay. this.
Here we go. Cultivate peace by letting people be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm percolating.
Uh-huh. Jolene's like, I don't like what you're saying. Okay, here we go. This has really two hard. Facets. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Let them be wrong about you or about a situation.
Oh, that's really hard.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to defend yourself. Mm-mm. You do not have to tell your side of the story.
No. And these aren't even people that you like. No. So it's not like. And
the people that know you are going to be like,
exactly.
I smell a rat.
Time will tell the truth.
Right.
But you don't
have to. It hurts. It is. And it's hard.
But you don't have to
care. That's fine. Like, you don't have to care about what other people think. Mm-hmm. Letting them be wrong removes the battle.
Mm. That's really good.
Like, that is good.
There's a word that comes up, I thought, when we're trying. When we're not okay with letting someone be wrong, and it's prove. Mm-hmm. And for me in my life, anytime I've been caught in a prove myself cycle, it's been real bad.
Because you're never going to be enough in that situation.
No, and it's just.
And you don't have enough time and energy. Let's.
Mm-mm. I don't want to spend my life playing defense.
Tap out.
Either. I'm just going to love the people. Like, I'm just going to do what I'm called to do. It's never once been good for me or my mental health, and it almost always backfires or causes more drama.
Oh, right.
To try to prove your side. Like, nah, I'm just going to, I'm doing what I'm, just stay silent, mind your own business. Mm-hmm. It's on them that they're minding yours.
Right.
You know? And this is a second facet where I'm going to quote someone near and dear to our hearts here at Cullen Hill. You don't have to participate in every battle, discussion, or argument that happens around you. This is good if you're listening to this going into Thanksgiving dinner with family. Okay, sometimes those things come up. This is an enormous problem for some people in the online arena.
That happened on our community Facebook, not church, but our community Facebook today. And I did get out my popcorn a little bit, but also I was like, what happened? Nothing. It was nothing, guys.
Yeah, some people just feel like you're scrolling and I disagree with this, so I must comment. You don't have to.
No.
That's not you can keep scrolling. It's a miracle. And you can push hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unfollow. It's amazing what you can do.
But just don't get on.
No. Go back and listen to the giving up the need to be right. If this is hitting for you and you're like, no, I must be right. You don't. Give it up. You feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You really, truly don't have to be right. Now, here we go. I texted them this like a couple weeks ago.
I'm so excited. Guess who
I just quoted in the pod? This is Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves, everyone.
John Wick.
Yes. He does more than creatively kill people in movies.
Is he Bill or Ted?
I don't remember, but strange things are afoot at the Circle K. Now, the incomparable Mr. Keanu Reeves said, he's amazing. Like, he's a super good dude in real life, too. Like, he's really nice. I'm at that stage in life where I stay out of discussions. Even if you say 1 + 1 = 5, you're right. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Smart man.
Like, thank you, Keanu.
Yeah. Like, dude, just cool. Bye. Let them be wrong. Let them. It doesn't do anything. Just let them be wrong.
Because you do not have enough energy to battle that.
No.
And it is going to take away all the peace.
Doesn't Proverbs say something about not arguing with fools?
I think so.
Yeah.
And we talked about that in love. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do is keep your mouth shut. Just keep it shut.
Just bite that tongue.
The last way we can cultivate peace today is pray instead of worry.
Mm-hmm.
Which also seems so obvious. And yet we don't do it.
It is silly.
I cannot say this better than the Bible, so I'm just going to read a Bible verse to you.
Because, please do.
Yes. And I've shared this verse before, and I will share it a billion times over on the pod because I love it, and it's literally life-changing. This is Philippians 4:6-7.
I knew it.
She knew it. It's the best, it's the best one about this. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Mm-hmm. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. I love this part. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had worry at the center of my life way too often.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, the settle you down. That's what peace feels like to me. God settling me down like a child, rocking me.
Okay.
The way, Jolene's holding her baby right now.
We are rocking. So if I sound far away and weird, that is why.
I'm trying not to look at him, but he's so cute.
He is so cute.
Try not to make eye contact so he takes a nap.
He is refusing, but he's not screaming. So
yeah, he's good. He's at peace. You want some truths?
Yes.
You might not want them. I'm going to give them to you.
We need some.
Okay. This is a truth I don't like in this arena because I know it's true. And I'm sorry, people I love. Your level of peace or chaos affects the people you love.
Yeah, it does.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I read something that said, your environment does not create your peace. Your peace creates your environment. And when I am embracing mental and emotional chaos, I am putting my family and friends at risk of being swept up in my chaos tornado.
I love you, but I don't want to be part of your chaos tornado.
Yeah, because you probably have your own.
I do.
Yeah. So definitely, but it can go both ways.
I was going to say, we've all experienced this on multiple levels.
Oh, yes. I want to be the peaceful stream friend. Come on, man. It's okay.
I don't want to be Dorothy. There is no Oz.
But just chill. I have a ways to go, but I want to be that friend, that mom, that wife. Okay, here's the truth. Now, this was huge. We've been going through Colossians as a church, and it was not lost on me that this came up as I was writing this podcast, and my jaw hit the floor, as I was reading this in the morning, like, oh my goodness, this is fundamentally life-changing. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let
it.
The word let.
Allow.
Like, that's life-changing. Yeah. I had never noticed that. It's a choice you have to make. Let it. Let it.
Hmm.
And it was a big enough problem that it needed to be said that we have to let the peace win. Let it.
Well, and it's not a new problem because when was this written?
Right? A million years ago. I mean, not actually. Yeah. Thousands of years ago. Early church couldn't do it either.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have some of the stuff that we have today.
Yeah. If you're choosing God's peace, that means you're actively and intentionally not choosing worry, fear, and overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
Let it. Let the peace of God rule. Let it.
It's there. Let's do this.
Let it. Crazy word. Okay, last one. Might be the hardest one. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be. Trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to give you another life-changing quote. Again, like, God's been making my jaw drop a lot lately. Now, I've been reading this book while my kids do their independent work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about why we don't need to freak out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good
book. What the fuck is about? Yeah, it's amazing. And something in it totally stuck with me. I have been thinking about this a lot lately. Okay, and this is a quote. Your choices are, you can not be in control and have anxiety, or you can not be in control and have peace.
Oh, it's pretty darn basic, mm-hmm. but we don't live by that.
No.
And we think we can have both.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want the anxiety, but we do everything uh-huh. that keeps it there.
But as I've been stuck, I'm like, oh, those are actually my only two choices.
It's
only true. Two. I'm never going to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have this or this. Huh. Yep. Those are your choices, folks. I think at least half the reason we don't have peace is because we are fighting for our will and our way all the time.
Right.
And for me, that's what peace truly is and where it's found. It's the white flag in that it's surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surrendering my will, my plans, my ideas, my fate control, and saying and meaning, I'm okay with what you have planned for me, God. And when you get to that point, that's where you get peace. That's my
answer
for you.
Long-lasting peace.
Yeah. Is when you're just like, hey, you win. Here I am.
Yeah, you're a white flag, though.
Like this, I mean, I told you it's going to be tough, but it's like,
but it feels like hope.
Because I want this, and because God said we can have it, we just have to let it rule.
Right.
Meaning, it's right there. It's right there to rule in my heart. If I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, come on. Now, no, then you're going to have to trust. It's not easy.
No.
Which is probably why
we don't have it.
Yeah. It's the treadmill in the garage, holding your dry cleaning. But we can have it.
Yeah.
We will be back with you next week as we continue to dig into the fruits of the Spirit that we desperately need, and we'll make our lives better. Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.